There's one tiny word in that gospel which bears an enormous weight. And the word is if. If. That's one of those words I don't have to explain to you. I know sometimes my Australian accent confuses people about what I'm saying, but if is a word we all know. There's a great weight of doubt and uncertainty in that if. If you wish, he said to Jesus, if you wish, you can make me clean. And Jesus responds with a very strong affirmation. It doesn't quite come out in this translation. Another translation has, of course I want to. Of course I want to. Why would you think I don't want to? That seems to me is the key to tonight's story, and it's a key element in our own faith. We think of God as the if-then God. We think of God who says, if you do this, then I will do that. If I decide to help you, then I will. If you're good, I will be loving. There's an enormous weight of doubt, an enormous weight of uncertainty, and an enormous weight of shadow, if shadows can be heavy, in that if. And even our own scriptures are full of it. The idea that if we follow the law, then God will be favorable to us. If we say the right things about God, then we will be saved. If God's inscrutable will is such and such, then that is what will happen. But the heart of the gospel, the heart of the good news that we preach is that in the cross, any of that if has been undone. You know, we might think that if God is an if-then God, that, well, if when I come among you as a human being like yourself, if when I express who I am in flesh and blood like your own, if when I place myself in your hands, you treat me well, then everything will be fine. But that wasn't how it turned out. All those ifs we might have hoped for, if he had been treated well, if he had been welcomed, if he had been believed in, if he had not been condemned, if he had not been betrayed, if he had not been spat at, if he had not had the crowd baying for his blood, if he had not worried the authorities. We've done the worst that we can do. It's no longer a matter of if we're good, then God will be good. The message of the cross and resurrection is that there are no more ifs. There is only in God, yes, I want to. There is no if and but in God. There is no yes and no, the New Testament tells us. There is no light and dark in God. If you're light, then I will be light. If you're good, I'll be good. None of that. Perhaps ever since the 70s, I don't know, when I was growing up, we got out of the way of thinking of God as unchanging. We didn't like the idea of a God who didn't change, because it seemed like changing was good. You know, everybody needs to change, everybody needs to grow, everybody needs to learn, and to have the idea of a God who could change seemed wonderful. A God who was like us, a God who could grow with us almost. But we lost with that, giving up the idea of God as unchanging, we lost the sense that God is simply, unchangeably, always, eternally saying, yes, I want to. Of course I want to. There is nothing that we can do that will change that. We've done the worst, and that hasn't changed God's yes, I want to. We continue in our various ways to crucify people. We continue in our various ways to do injustice to people. We continue in our various ways to snuff out initiatives of love and justice and liberation. But there is nothing we can do which will change the fact that God says, yes, I want to. All I want, all I have ever wanted, says God, all I will ever want is your good. All I will ever want, all I have ever wanted is your love. All I can do no other, God says. We dress it up with ifs and buts, but God does not. I want to. I want to be near to you. I want to give you life. I want to continue creating this world. I want to continue transforming this world. None of the things that you do will ever change that. God doesn't make himself dependent on our good behavior, as though God says, well, you know, I would really like to be loving and I'd like to be forgiving, but unfortunately, you've done this and you've done that and I can't. I mean, there is no I can't in God. There is no maybe in God. There is no perhaps, if, then, but. There is only that word spoken by Jesus in the Greek thelo, I want to. I have always wanted to. I will always want to. That's perhaps the hardest thing to believe about God. It's a lot easier to believe in a God who's a bit like us, who works on an if-then system. You know, you do this, that's the payoff. You keep your nose clean, you'll be fine with me. It's very difficult. It's the most difficult thing about our faith, to believe that God is not like we are. And so, it requires of us a kind of transformation. You're going to hear a lot more about this word starting next Wednesday, so I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. But when we talk about metanoia, you know, we say repent. Well, let's repent of our ifs. Let's repent of the mindset that says, if I'm good, then God will be like that. If we are bad, then God can't do this. There are no ifs and thens in God. Let us have that metanoia, that profound change of mind about God, in which we accept, we repent of our ifs, we let our ifs go, and hear that word deeply. Jesus is moved. His guts are moved, it says in the Greek. And he says, I want to. And he reaches out and touches. He reaches out beyond the if, beyond the doubt that says, well, maybe God doesn't really love us. Maybe I haven't been good enough. Maybe, if, then, but. Let us repent of our ifs. Let us let go of the buts and the thens and hear that word, I want to, and feel that touch that says, be healed, be whole,